I'm joined by Andrew Wallace, an independent councillor in Porthleven on the Cornish coast. Andrew, how's it looking today?
Well, it's certainly throwing it down with rain at the moment. It's heavy rain, and we're forecast for a lot more rain in the next few hours and into the weekend.
The port has already taken a major battering. Any idea how long is it going to take to recover?
Well, we're in the process of trying to look at recovering now, but with this adverse weather still hitting us, not just by the storm weather, but also actually sort of the rainfall weather, we're not able to actually fully assess all the damage which has been done. Plus, we're actually more liable to have more flooding with this heavy rainfall.
What's the sort of the latest particular concern?
The latest concern now is on the river that runs in Porthleven, that is likely to burst its banks again, and there's a possibility where those properties near the river will flood. They have flooded in the last couple of times, and we're now sort of looking at putting some sandbags in to protect those residents.
The fishing community hasn't been able to sort of get boats out for months. What's the economic impact on the port?
I met yesterday a load of the fishermen, a group of the Fishermen's Association, discussed this. Well, it was very kind, very honoured that the Deputy Prime Minister and Dan Rogerston and Andrew George, both MPs, turned up to listen to the concerns of fishermen. And one of the main points that they raised is they're not able to get out, they're not able to earn a living. But they can't either apply for state aid through the DWP. Those rules were removed ages ago. So if they can't get out of the sea, they don't earn any money. Therefore, they can't pay their bills.
As you say, the Deputy Prime Minister was down there yesterday. Did he sound at all sort of sympathetic to those concerns?
Absolutely. He was very sympathetic. I actually asked a lot of pertinent questions on how best to help. How best to move forward, and the people gathered there, the association, the fishermen and some residents, were actually really pleased that he'd taken the time, and he was in Porthleven a little over an hour, but he sat with us for having tea and coffee and cake, listening to his concerns and asking those questions. So actually, he's going to take some of those questions back and ask some more sort of senior ministers what can be done.
And what about the impact on the tourist industry?
I mean, it's hard to say at the moment. The main message we're saying is that we are still open for business. Come and visit Porthleven. It might be a little bit wet, it might be a little bit windy, but we are still open. So we haven't been completely shut off, but we're just getting on with it. And that's what the true sense of Porthleven. It's faced with storms, it's faced with flooding, but it still gets on with it.
Just give us a sense of the scale of the weather you're facing now. You've had all sorts of storms chucked at you. Not the worst yet, but how bad is it?
I mean, it's almost been a never-ending 6 to 8 week cycle of storms. You know, people get fatigued with the weather. People are wishing just to, you know, have something completely different apart from the wind, storms and rain. You know, it's never-ending. And the forecasters are saying it's going to run into March. So for me and the people I speak to, we just want to get to the end of this, have some sunshine and actually recoup and look at the damage.
What about the physical damage to the porch? You look at the harbour, don't you?
Yeah, well, I actually do. Where I live is just behind the harbour. There's been some structural damage to it, to the harbour, some structural damages to the coastal defence. Properties have been flooded, plus also a few businesses have had seawater and floodwater come through. We are looking maybe between a £60,000 and £100,000 repair bill, which includes some of the flooding work what needs to be done along the river. So we're talking about a substantial amount of money what needs to be found to make good the damage.
Okay, Andrew, good luck with it. Thanks very much.
That's all right.